Dundalk are the opposition on Friday night. They're currently rooted to the bottom of the league on 3 points. Is this match being viewed as an easy option to get back into winning ways?
No, it's definitely not an easy option to get into winning ways. You know, every game in the league comes with its challenges, and I'm sure Friday will be another one. Like, they haven't had the best start, but they have some good players and a good coach, and I'm sure it'll be a challenge. We just got to make sure we're ready and prepared for whatever.
You started your League of Ireland career at West Dundalk. Have you got happy memories of playing down at Oriel Park?
When I went back to Dundalk, it was, I think, around the Europe time. So I remember going straight back in and being a part of that in Europe, where we went on a little run and we played the likes of Vitesse. And I remember scoring to send us through against Levadia, I think it was, from Estonia. So I have some good memories of them games, yeah. It's like football in all kinds of aspects, really. You have your ups and your downs. That was my time at Dundalk in a nutshell.
How are you keeping yourself?
Yeah, I had a little problem with my quad that kept me out for a few weeks, but I played the last two games now and I feel good. So it's just about getting that match fitness back and then I'll be back to 100%. But yeah, I'm getting there.
On Monday, after the game concluded, there was a very, very small section of Derry City supporters who voiced their frustration at the performance. Were you taken aback by that reaction?
Crowd of masses for us, you know, especially at home when the Brandywell's packed. It's a great place to be. Like, you see last season, some of the nights we had in Europe and the big games, the crowd always help us through. So it's part of the game. I mean, they pay their money to come and watch us. And if we're not performing to standard, then I guess they get frustrated. But we've all just got to stay together, you know. It's still early on in the season. And at the end of the day, it's two games that we've lost. It's not like we've gone on a big losing streak, so we've got to stay positive and we've got to stay focused. And like I said, we've just got to stay together.